This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كن مع الحق بلا خلق وكن مع الخلق بلا نفس ومن لم يكن كذلك فلم يزل في التخبيط ولم يزل أمره فرطا. This was a statement that was mentioned by Abdul Qadir al-Jilani al-Hanbali al-Baghdadi, who lived roughly in the 6th century. He died in the 6th century. And he was a scholar of the Hanbali Madhab, and he said this beautiful statement, where he says, be with the haq, with the truth, with the creator, without creation. And be with creation without yourself. And whoever is not like this will continuously be confused and will stay in a state of loss. So the first part of this is kun ma'al haq bila khalq. Be with al-haq. Al-haq is one of the names of Allah. He is the truth. He is the truth. His existence is the truth. Everything that he does is the truth. With your knowledge of understanding the truth, understanding God, who he is, who he is not, what that means in your life, do not let creation interfere with the strength and fortification of that relationship. Don't let money get in the way of your relationship with God. Don't let the fact that you want to obtain money, but it's displeasing God at the same time, affect you. Don't let that relationship even come about. The friends that you take, if it's a friend that's not getting you closer to good morals and principles and values that align with what Allah wants, then that is an attribute of an individual that is attaining, maintaining, and strengthening that uqdah, that tie, that knot with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we call aqidah. It's the uqd, it's the knot that you have with your Lord. So allow that relationship to be strong. And that is the most important relationship. But when creation comes within that relationship, it is a distraction. The worst distraction is to associate characteristics or actions that should only be for God to creation, and that is shirk. That is the essence of polytheism in Islam. When you give an action that should only be devoted to God to other than God, and that's where it says kun ma'al haq bila khalq, whether it could be major shirk where you worship that thing, or whether you seek intercession to that creation, that person, that prophet, in order to get to God, these are all manifestations of polytheism. Or it could be the minor shirk, to where you want to show off to someone doing an action of worship, an action of goodness, which is could be worship, and you want to be appreciated, you want to be heard, you want to be seen, you want to be read about, but it is not ultimately for Allah. That is a distraction that has gotten in between you and your creator. The second portion, وَكُنْ مَعَ الْخَلْقِ بِلَا نَفْسِ, and be with people. Let your relationship be with people without yourself, meaning that one should be selfless. Do not have an ulterior personal motive when helping someone, especially if it is something that will make you look better and totally disregard them. When you feed someone, when you help someone, you should do it for the sake of God. That is the optimal situation, that you want to help who Allah has put in your place or in your vision or in your stratosphere to test you. Because when someone comes and asks for help, Allah knows that they came and asked you. As a matter of fact, He orchestrated it to where they may come to you and ask you to test you to see, are you going to use that surplus money that you have to give to him or her, or to give to the poor, or to give every year as you know you are supposed to. And when you give it, are you doing it to be praised? Are you doing it to be respected? Or are you doing it because Allah loves it? Because you recognize that al-haq is the one that gave you the faculties to make that money. And you're giving it back by giving it back to those whom Allah has put in your path and who are in need. The third portion is where Allah says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ كَذَلِكَ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ فِي التَّخْبِيطِ وَلَمْ يَزَلْ أَمْرُهُ فُرْطًا. And whoever is not like this, then they will ever be in confusion and lost. because you're either doing it for other than God or along with God. Therefore, your relationship with God is not strong, and Shaitan can influence you. And then when we say your relationship with God is not strong, that means you leave an open door for Shaitan, for your desires, and for your soul to tamper with you and to tamper with your well-being and the wellness of your relationship with God. And it leads to confusion. You'll start to ask God why, to the degree to where you won't believe in him. And then you start to may start to say that you are spiritual, you're not a Muslim anymore. Or you just may not believe in God at all. Or you are someone that is lost. And we see when someone is confused, being confused could be on the pathway to being lost or a characteristic of being lost. And when someone is lost, they're literally in the dark. And the light is shut off. And they don't know where to go. And the worst scenario is when you think you know where you're going, but in reality, you're just walking in the darkness on a plane, not knowing when it's going to end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that use the guiding light that he's given us, which is the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, and allow us of those to be strong in our relationship with him and to make our priority every moment of our lives the strengthening of that relationship with him, which is strengthens the relationship with mankind, which is a further explanation of the beautiful verse in the chapter of Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse number 2. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.